With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Chris is going to talk about the latest Media Access Report. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what is the Media Access Report?
Okay, it's a report that we produce every 3 months, and it basically looks at access both in Australia and around the world on cinema, on TV, DVDs, online stuff on the internet, and education. So it's a snapshot of current developments in all those areas, and it's published as a magazine, but it's also available on our website.
So, is there any audio description news in the latest report?
Oh yeah, there's always a little bit. Sadly, tends to be overseas rather than Australia, although there are some Australian developments coming up. Mm-hmm. People might know. So yeah, so in this issue, there's little bit about the there was a little bit of a study done into audio describing 3D movies, which I actually spoke about briefly a few weeks ago. Basically a study done in England showing some blind and vision impaired people some 3D movies and asking whether the 3D effects should be incorporated into the AD, and the consensus was no. A little bit about the New Zealand audio description trial, which is going on at the moment, and so that began on the 1st of March, and to be honest, I haven't had much feedback about that yet. It's pretty low-key. It's basically the one program which they're showing during the week, which is Coronation Street. So it's audio described in Britain, so they've imported the AD over there, from over there. Apparently it's going to expand next year into some New Zealand programs, though.
I imagine there'd be a lot of Brits over in New Zealand, so I'm sure it'd be watched a bit.
I think one of the top programs in New Zealand, yeah.
And how far have they promoted it well, do you think?
Well, look, as far as I can see, they've, apart from putting out a press release just when it started, I haven't seen very much about it at all. It's a little bit mysterious to us at the moment. They're doing it in a slightly different way to the way that it'll be done here, so the technical stuff is not directly comparable. So, yeah, but when I do hear more about it, I will let your listeners know.
Absolutely. Now, you're talking about the Australian one. Is there any news on the Australian audio description trial?
No, there's been nothing more officially announced. Essentially what they're doing, I think, is because what happened was it was announced as one of the recommendations from the government's Media Access Review, the results of which were released last December. So it's going to be on the ABC running for 13 weeks probably from or sometime during the second half of this year. But the words subject to financial approval were put against it. And so essentially what that means is that it's going to be in the budget next week. You know, it probably won't be as prominent a part of the budget that, you know, it'll be announced as part of the budget, you know, with Wayne Swan announcing it, but it'll be buried in there somewhere. And as soon as it is approved, and we are pretty sure from speaking to government, and they're pretty sure it's going to go ahead. And as soon as it's announced next week, or it's in the budget next week, that's when we should start to get some more concrete details about it.
Now, how can listeners find the Media Access Report?
Okay, if they go to our website, our brand spanking new accessible website, which we launched a few weeks ago, which is www.mediaaccess.org.au. If they go to the research and policy section, and then there's a section in there called just Media Access Reports, and it's the latest report on there, so it's actually issue 18.
You've got a heap of stuff on that website.
We have.
I've been having a look at it. It's wonderful.
Yes, and I'm pleased to say the feedback has been generally very good. We went all out to make a website that was, it had lots of stuff on it, and, to a sighted person, it looks like a, you know, exciting, dynamic website, but to a blind or vision impaired person, hopefully it's as fully accessible as we can possibly make
it. Well, I think I mentioned to in the program a couple of weeks ago that I've had feedback from a vision impaired fellow, and he was excited about it.
Yep.
He found it quite easy to navigate, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So, if you want to know more about audio description, Media Access Australia have the website www.mediaaccess.org.au. Or you can contact them at info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can phone 02-9212-6242. I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.